see him, Mom. Look, there he is. Over there. Quick, quick.
There, Mom. Everything must be all right.
Oh, boy, what's happened, Annie?
He's dive. I can see him. Mom, it's Dave coming out of the snow.
And I'll be jiggered. He's got Uncle Clarence on his back.
Oh, it's Dave, Mom. Yes, it's Dave, and he's going across the dam now. Look, there they go. They're all safe.
Dave seems all right. He's hurt, Al. He can hardly hold Uncle Clarence up. Quick, grab him.
Here, Dave, let me give you a hand.
You're hurt, Dave, me boy.
Oh, I'm all right, Dad. Give us a hand with Uncle Clarence, huh?
Is he all right, Dave?
Don't know.
Take it steady, Dave, Al.
The boys are clearing the break for us to get back.
Put your other arm on me, Dave.
I think I'll have to, Dad.
Well, we're safe now. We're almost through the break. Good old Dave. The worst is over now, boy.
Oh,
quick, grab Dave. He's passing out.
All right, I've got him.
Are you all right, Dad?
Yes, Bill, I'm all right.
Here, Al. I'll help you with poor old Uncle Clarence. Easy now. We're nearly through the break.
Why, what's happening, Dad? Why are they carrying Dave? Hey,
it's all right, Sarah.
Oh, and Uncle, is he all right?
We don't know, Sarah.
Oh, let me get to my boy. Dave, are you all right, Dave?
He'll be all right, Sarah.
Dave. Speak to me.
He'll be all right in a minute, Mum. Don't worry.
Dave.
Oh. That's you, Mum.
Yes, it's Mum, Dave.
Oh. How's Uncle Clarence?
We'll get them up onto Ramsey's veranda.
You're badly hurt, Dave.
Oh, no. I'm all right, Mum. But how's Uncle Clarence?
Oh, he hasn't got a scratch on him,
Dave. Oh, that's good,
He's just swallowed a bit too much smoke.
Are you sure, Mr. Smith?
Oh, he wasn't in it long enough to come to any harm. Keep on fanning him with that paper till we get him to the house, Annie.
Oh, couldn't someone be spared to go for the doctor?
Oh. The doctor's on his way over now. Does that feel better, Dave, me boy?
Oh, yes.
Your house is all right now, Ted. Can't you see the wind has changed? Well, I hadn't noticed it in all the excitement. Look, boys, the wind's changed!
Why, the fire hasn't even reached the break.
Now, lift, Dave, gently.
Oh, I'll be all right in a minute.
What is there, Dave? I'm proud to know you today.
You ought to be proud to know him any day, Bill Smith.
Give us your end, too, Dad.
All right, Bill, put it there. You've done your share with the rest of us today.
Oh, it's good to see you two shaking hands. You're wonderful, Dad, the way you rushed out there today.
My Alf was wonderful, too.
What's the matter, Alf? You seem a bit quiet. Are you all right?
Oh, I've just trodden through the Valley of the Shadow. That's why I'm quiet.
What are you talking about, the Valley of the Shadow, when our Snake Gully's on fire?
Here, Alf, give us your end, too. You've proved yourself today.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Smith.
Oh, Alf.
Well, I'm going back home now, Dad, to get things ready for Dave and Uncle Clarence.
Yes, do that, Sarah. The wind's blowing quite strongly from the south now, and there's not much need to worry.
Dad, will you come up here on the veranda for a minute?
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Oh, I knew he'd be all right if no one else was.
Annie, that's no way to speak about Uncle Clarence.
Well, he's the cause of all this trouble. Dad and Dave and Alf all risking their lives for him.
Well, we must be thankful that they've all been spared to come through safely.
You've done enough for today, Sarah. You go home and get a good night's sleep. The men will have to stay here all night, but there's no need to worry. Hello, Uncle Clarence. I'm glad to see you put through all right.
Now, you mustn't talk, Uncle Clarence.
I've got to tell you something, Dad. The shares.
Cripes, they're all right, ain't they?
The fire stopped us selling them. And today they...
Oh, he's fainted again.
Yeah, quick, give him some water.
Uncle Clarence, do try and sip this water.
Listen, his lips are moving.
Hey, what did you say, Uncle Clarence?
That's not barley water.
Well, Dad, you've slept a long time. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm all right now, Mum. What's the time?
It's after 2:00. Uncle Clarence is awake. He's just getting up. But the doctor said he must take things very easy.
What about Dave and Al?
Oh, thank goodness Dave's all right. But he'll have to look after himself for a few days.
Who did the milking this morning?
Annie and I.
You're a marvel, Mum. There's no doubt about you. Has the paper arrived yet?
I sent Annie down for it. Should be in the mailbox by now.
I'm anxious to see how far those shears have gone.
Uncle Clarence says they should be up to 50 pounds today. Before we rushed down to the fire yesterday, he'd worked out that we were worth thousands of pounds.
Yes, that's what he was trying to tell us yesterday when he passed out. We could ring Conroy today and give him instructions to sell.
Are you really set on buying that place of Gerald's, Dad?
Too right I am. We're going to have a big sheep station, Sarah.
Oh, but I love this old place
so
much.
Yes, so do I. But we'll leave Dave here, and we'll be between the two places, always going backwards and forwards from one to the other.
Well, can we have tea here every Sunday night, Dad?
That's a good idea. Oh, hello, Uncle Clarence. Did you have a good sleep? Do you feel all right today?
Yes, I'm all right, thank you. Where's the newspaper? How much are the shares worth today?
Well, we don't know yet. Annie's gone down to the gate to see if the newspapers arrive. Sometimes it doesn't get here until nearly 3, you know.
Yeah, well, we better ring up.
Oh, be patient, Uncle Clarence.
Oh, I'm quite all right. I'll admit that it was a trying experience, but I did my share, didn't I?
Yes, you did your share all right. It was lucky the wind changed when it did.
I didn't go to bed until I heard the heavy rain about 3 o'clock this morning. I knew everything would be all right then.
Yes, things looked pretty crook for a while.
Oh, never mind about all that now. That's over. How much are the shares worth? That's what I want to know.
That's gratitude for you.
Oh, Uncle Clarence means well, Dad.
Well, what's Annie doing? It doesn't take her all day to walk to the gate to get the newspaper.
Oh, perhaps she's waiting for it to arrive.
Oh, ridiculous service you have here. The newspaper should be delivered first thing in the morning.
Well, where's the paper?
It hasn't arrived yet, Dad.
Let's put a call through to the city.
By the time you get the call through, the paper will be here, Uncle Clarence. You'll just have to contain your soul in patience.
There's no need to worry, Uncle Clarence. We know they found oil and the shares are bound to go up. Why, the bushfire was a blessing in disguise. We didn't have a chance to sell the shares yesterday, but we'll make even more money now. Let me see now. What's 50 times 5,000?
250,000 pounds.
A quarter of a million. I never thought I'd have that much money.
You don't know that the shares have gone up to 50 pounds?
Why, of course they have. There's no doubt about it.
Well, they want 75,000 quid for this sheep station of Gerald's. We'll buy it between us, Uncle Clarence, and we'll bank the rest of the money. Although we'll have to spend some on improvements and restocking that place of Gerald's, and I'll make this place a model dairy farm.
You'll settle some of the money on Dave, won't you?
Too right. I'll settle some on you too, Sarah. Just think of it. I'm a quarter of a millionaire. I told you when I married you that I'd make me fortune someday.
Oh, it's wonderful. It just seems like a dream.
I wish my house could find some quick way of making money. Seems to me that buying shares is much better than songwriting and reciting poetry.
Don't you worry, Annie. You and Alf will have your cut out of it. We're all going to be comfortable and happy for the rest of our lives.
And to think that you actually advised me not to buy those shares, Dad.
And didn't you abuse me when I bought the shares? I certainly got mine for 5 bob each, and you had to pay a quid for yours.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get him quickly before all the shares were snapped up.
Yes, and you wanted to get out pretty quickly, too, when you thought the shares were no good.
Oh, don't irritate me. Go and see if the paper's come yet.
You'd better go and have another look, Annie.
Oh, all right. It might be here by now.
Yes, I should have gone and looked myself. That girl doesn't move fast. You know, I like plenty of hustle and bustle. Especially when there's a big business deal at stake.
Oh, well, she'll be here in a minute. You want to learn to keep cool, Uncle Clarence. Think of it. 250,000 quid. Oh, dear. It can't be true. I'll have to pinch myself to see if I'm awake.
Yeah, I've made money all my life. I've certainly had my ups and downs, you know, but I've come out all right in the long run.
Well, all I can say, we've certainly had good luck by sticking to you, Uncle Ferris.
Yeah, my word, yes. If you stick to me, you can't go wrong. You see, I advised you to hang on to those shares for a few days, and if it hadn't have been for the bushfire, you wouldn't have followed my advice. You'd have sold out at 42 quid. Every day makes a difference in this game. I know. I've had experience. And possibly if we hung on until tomorrow, the shares may be worth 60 quid.
Yes. Well, I'm not hungry. I'm willing to take 50.
That's right, Dad. You sell as quickly as you can.
Oh, dear. Where's Annie? Where is she? It takes her hours to walk to the gate.
Oh, here she is now.
Oh, I'm all out of breath. The paper's here.
Give it to me.
No. Give it to me.
What are the shares worth, Annie?
I don't know. I haven't looked. I've just run all the way back here.
I've got the paper now. Wait till I find the place.
Oh, go on. Don't waste time waving the paper around. What are the shares worth?
Well, if you give me a fair go, I'll find out. Ah, here's the place.
Are they worth £50?
What's this? Big drop in Island oil mines. The shares are down to £25.
I told you we should have sold yesterday.